BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A polio vaccination clinic has been struck in northern Gaza on the same day the World Health Organization restarted its vaccination drive there. Six people were injured, four of them children. Palestinian officials blamed an Israeli helicopter for the strike, saying two missiles had hit the wall of the clinic. The Israeli military have rejected the accusation. From Jerusalem, here's Joe Inwood.
You've got lots of parents and their children turning up at health centres, for example, like the Sheikh Radwan Primary Healthcare Centre, which is the one that was hit, to get their children vaccinated. I think it is worth pointing out this is an area that's seen very heavy fighting and has been the subject of a very heavy Israeli offensive over recent weeks. But there was supposed to be a humanitarian pause in daylight hours in this area.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been crisscrossing the southeastern US to hold their final campaign rallies in some of the swing states, whose voters could decide which of them becomes president after next Tuesday's election. At one stage, both were in North Carolina at the same time, with their campaign aircraft parked together on the tarmac at Charlotte Airport. Speaking to supporters in Gastonia, Mr. Trump focused on the economy and immigration. Ms. Harris, meanwhile, said she wanted to overcome division in America.
We will win because when you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for. And we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done.
The Bolivian government says that supporters of the country's ex-president, Evo Morales, are holding at least 200 soldiers hostage. The claim comes amid weeks of agitation by indigenous groups who support the former head of state. David Bamford reports.
Bolivia's foreign ministry said illegal armed groups who on Friday raided three army barracks in Chapare province took more than 200 military personnel hostage, as well as seizing weapons. A video broadcast on Friday showed a smaller group of 16 soldiers surrounded by protesters holding pointed sticks. The troops had been sent into the area to help police clear roadblocks set up by supporters of Evo Morales, Bolivia's first indigenous head of state. He was forced to resign 5 years ago and has been accused by the authorities of human trafficking and statutory rape, charges that he says are designed to prevent his political comeback.
World News from the BBC. The head of the Spanish region worst affected by this week's deadly flash floods has defended its emergency response amid criticism that it should have been better. The president of the Valencia region said emergency personnel had worked tirelessly to rescue people, but said they first had to make sure infrastructure was safe. 211 people are now known to have died. Many are still missing. Moldova has reportedly warned several European countries that Russia may try to disrupt voting by Moldovan expatriates at polling stations abroad during Sunday's presidential election runoff. A Moldovan government source says there's evidence that voting centres in Italy, France, Germany, Spain, Britain and Romania could be targeted by Moscow, including with bomb hoaxes. The runoff is between Moldova's pro-EU president Maia Sandu and her Moscow-leaning rival Alexander Stoyanoglu. A young female Iranian student has been detained by security guards after stripping to her underwear in public at a Tehran university. A spokesman at the Islamic Azad University said she'd been found to have a mental disorder, but many social media users in Iran say her actions were more likely a protest against the country's strict dress code. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has urged residents to take shorter showers and fix dripping taps as he issued a drought watch. Mr. Adams said Mother Nature was changing and New Yorkers had to adjust.
New Yorkers, today I am declaring a drought watch. October was one of the driest months we've had in recorded history and it's impacting our water. So I'm calling for all of my agencies to come up with their water savings plans.
BBC News.